and my braces. Water in a hole with the girls around and curves in all the right places. Big girls, you are beautiful. Big girls, you are beautiful. Big girls, you are beautiful.
That's Mika on Wild Coast Radio. Big girls, you are beautiful. Before that, Parable 15, a hell of a ride. And I think if you go out surfing today, it'll be a hell of a ride with the compliments of the Oakhampton Guesthouse. Greg's on the line to tell us if we should even venture near the coast this morning. Greg, very good morning.
Morning, Wayne. Well, yep, it's heck of a wild out there. It's very, very rough seas, rough winds. It is westerly winds, but we've got a very large rough sea out of the easterly direction. That's obviously with the cutoff low. So wild conditions. In the next couple of days, that will settle. Still a bit wild out there, so just keep an eye on it. Maybe have a look this late afternoon. We might just see things settle. There could be a few waves, rideable waves inside the bays, sort of Nahoon Corner area, possibly Ganubi Bay. But yeah, it's a bit wild for now. So yeah, just keep safe out there. It will settle in the next few days, and we're probably going to get some very good waves at the back end of the storm. Tide for today, high tide just after 7 this morning, low tide this afternoon 1:30, and water temperature sitting at 19 degrees. So yeah, just be careful out there. There's lots of surges, the whole coastline's just getting absolutely smacked. And yeah, once it settles, we will get some good waves. Tomorrow and into Saturday, looks like we could possibly get some very good waves.
Great. But the watchword is be careful out there if you do go out, maybe in the bays.
Yeah, inside the bays, but yeah, it's still going to be a bit rough. It still needs a bit of time to settle.
Rightio. Greg, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Perfect. Thanks, Wayne. Chat to you.
That's Greg Emsley with today's surf reports, and that brought to you with the kind compliments of the Oakhampton Guesthouse.
The Oakhampton is a 4-star graded bed and breakfast with 2 decades of service to the tourism industry and the multiple winner of the AA Accommodation Awards for the best B&B homestay in South Africa. The Oakhampton is located in East London, 15 minutes from the airport, 5 minutes from the sea. The Oakhampton, a place where you have a name, not a number. Contact us on 083-6600510 or visit our website at www.oakhampton.co.za for corporate medium stay and weekend specials.
Moving on to see what's happening weather-wise around the province, and this is where it really, really gets scary. This is the forecast supplied by the SA Weather Service. We start with severe weather alerts. There are impact-based warnings for today. An orange level 8 warning, disruptive rain leading to widespread flooding of settlements, roads and bridges, as well as prolonged disruptions, and this expected over Kokama, Coga and Nelson Mandela Bay Metro. Orange level 6 warning for disruptive rain leading to flooding of settlements, property, roads and danger to life and communities being cut off. Expected over Dr. Beres Nordia, Sundays River Valley, Blue Crane Route and Nklambe. Yellow level 2 for disruptive rain leading to localized flooding of susceptible roads and settlements, bridges, as well as localized disruptions due to sinkholes and blocked drainage systems. Expected over Incube Yetemba, Makana, Mushwa and Raymond Mkhlaba. An orange level 5 warning for disruptive snow leading to pass closures, communities being temporarily cut off and roads being affected due to the accumulation of snow. Expected over Sengo, Elondini and Walter Sisulu. Then yellow level 2 for disruptive snow leading to the loss of livestock and traffic disruptions. Expected over Walter Sisulu, that's the Burgersdorp area, and Chris Harney. An orange level 5 warning for damaging winds, leading to damage to infrastructure, difficult driving conditions and disruptions to power supply. And this expected over Kokama, Coga, Sundays River Valley, Nelson Mandela Bay Metro, Mklambe, Mushwa and Buffalo City Metro. Also today, an orange level 6 warning for damaging coastal winds and waves leading to damage to coastal infrastructure, disruption